This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I've never read it, but I've seen the quote. It comes from the coward Falstaff, who is cringing to Prince Hal before the Battle of Shrewsbury in 1403. "I would twir bedtime, Hal, and all well." That's me and you saying, I really wish things were okay. Although we're not cowardly. I defy you to say that you never wish for the cold Civil War to be over and all that would be well. But the fact is that almost nothing in this world gets decided peacefully by an open and frank discussion of the issues. Reality may be objective, but our theories about reality are faith, and often enough we want to decide questions of faith by force. Put it this way, I'm a baby boomer, and I like to sneer at the folly of the politicians in the 1930s that failed to stop Hitler until it was too late. Like losers, right? But ask yourself, what would it have taken for the Baldwins and the Chamberlains and the Dalliers to leave go of their comfortable theories of disarmament treaties and collective security before it was too late? Now ask yourself what it would take for a leftist to leave go of their comfortable theory about diversity and institutional racism and stop their mad, race-obsessed university admissions culture before it's too late. This week, the New York Times ran a chin-stroker article about the fact that black and Hispanic university admissions have failed to rise at all since 1980. That must be racism. But then David French at National Review notes a curious correlation. The current racial stats on college admissions by race happen to correlate with marriage. The cohort that's most overrepresented in American colleges and universities, Asian Americans, also happen to have the lowest percentage of non-marital births in the United States. The birth stats of children born to married parents in the United States today: Asian Americans 83.4, white 79.8, Hispanic 37%, and Black America 29.4. Now, the philosophers will tell you that correlation is not causation, but what do you think? Let's go back to that book by Mark Lela, The Once and Future Liberal After Identity Politics. Here's a key article of his leftist faith. Effecting beneficial changes requires wielding power. And in democracy, securing power means winning elections. Do you mean like implementing affirmative action and diversity programs to effect beneficial changes in university admissions? And who is it beneficial to? Or welfare programs that disconnect poor children from their fathers? Or government education that subjects children to life-tenured government school teachers? And what if wielding political power has nothing to do with the case? Could it be possible that the key to university admissions is not affirmative action, but the marriage culture? Could it be that the answer to education is not more government programs, but married tiger mothers who care for their children? And in that case, of course, beneficial changes will have nothing to do with politicians wielding power. It might even make things worse. Could it be that the answer to our problems would be a new ascendancy of the bourgeois, the middle class? Glenn Reynolds wrote, when the middle class was ascendant, it had the power to force bourgeois norms on elites and even many of the poor. That kind of ascendancy would once more privilege following the rules, going to work, and obeying the law. Imagine where that might lead on the bathroom front. The point here is that, you know, the left's, they're not going to cry uncle on any of their wonderful programs to effect beneficial change and not coincidentally enjoy the wielding of political power. Not this year, not next year, not until utter ruin is staring them in the face. And maybe not even then. Go check out Maduro, Nicolas, Venezuela, president of. In a way, I'm like Falstaff. I would like this whole cold Civil War thing to be done. I don't really want to be in a culture war between the creatives and the normals. Why can't we all just sort of get along? I'm sort of a hybrid of that, too. Although, I don't look at everybody creative and see a leftist. But the answer to that is pretty obvious. Our leftist friends won't stop wielding political power until it is taken from their cold, dead hands. Or at least until half of the leftists retreat into their safe spaces with post-election stress disorder after President Pence gets elected in 2024. Margaret Thatcher told us that the trouble with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. But she was wrong. What really happens when you run out of other people's money is that you blame saboteurs and wreckers for the mess. But that's just telling of my age, isn't it? These days you blame racists. The other problem with socialism is that even after you run out of other people's money, you still refuse to look reality in the face. So as long as you have a deep state to do your dirty work for you, as long as you're out there unmasking the opposition's phone calls, unfortunately for me and you and Falstaff and people like us, there will be no bedtime for us ever. We will always have to be watching. We'll always have to be fighting. I know some of you would look at that and say, gosh, will I never get to quit? Well, maybe not. I don't know. I often wonder if one of the things that is the problem with people that kill themselves is that they get out there and they can't figure out a way just to quit the grind, so they decide to quit life. And especially when you're looking at some of these really creative types. So, I don't know. I don't know what the answer to this is. I do know what the problem is. I do know what the problem is. And we're going to talk about the problem when we get back. Because we've been seeing it on television. And now you can look at a body and see them doing the same thing. You can see them doing the same thing. And it makes me angry. I have to confess, it really makes me angry. So that's when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load.
Now, a few of you may be going, Bill, you haven't really talked about guns tonight, have you? No, I haven't. I have some gun stuff to talk about, except the problem that I don't see is not the gun stuff. The gun stuff is fine. There's, you know, and just like I said it would, for example, the SIG P320 thing is pretty much, that has gone away. SIG is completely in hand, taking care of that now. Glock has come out with the Generation 5. which sort of reminds me of a Toyota Camry. We know it's dependable. We know it works. Not very inspiring. Not a lot of innovation there. What we have going on, though, in the country is we have a lot of malfeasance that could lead us into a moment of violence. We're seeing it all over. Let's talk about what's causing the violence. Let's talk about inactivity. Right now we got college football. And many are hoping to head back to their alma mater for some action on the gridiron. Imagine, if you can, after spending hundreds of dollars on tickets only to see your beloved home team take a knee early in the first quarter. That would be betrayal. And that actually might be a kind word to describe the feeling of watching such non-performance on the field. We could say the same describing the performance of congressional Republicans since January. They had to play defense for 8 years under Obama. But in that time, the Republicans seem to have completely forgotten what to do now that they finally have the ball. So instead of driving it down the field, they appear more comfortable taking a knee and running out the clock. Now, you can do that. They call that the victory formation. But you actually have to go up and drive the score up first before you do all that stuff. And this is the formation of defeatists when the Republicans are doing it. And they appear to actually fear going on the offensive. So, sports fans, it's time for you to start making some noise. Loudly. None of what the Republicans have done in the last 8 months, and let me reiterate, if I may, they haven't done anything in the last 8 months, has come close to the hype of the post-election fervor. They promised to, and you know, by the numbers, repeal Obamacare, tackle tax reform, and if they had time among all of their other winning, perhaps pass some pro-Second Amendment legislation for a change. You know, just a little icing on the cake. They, you know, and could not help but feel excited for the future. The Republican voters couldn't feel excited, you know, because now we got Republicans controlling Congress and the White House. And now was the time to show the nation the Republican vision and their solutions. They were not possible under Obama. This was the moment for glory. Now that the hype has, you know, died down, the cheerleaders have left the field after the pregame festivities. It's sort of unclear if the home team is going to pass anything of note at all. And to be sure, the failure to pass Obamacare repeal bruised many egos on the Hill and served as a national embarrassment in the media. And it also piqued the ire of Trump, which is not hard to do, but that's why I wanted him there. And now he's largely giving Congress the cold shoulder when asked to cooperate on a legislative agenda other than Obamacare. But this is not the way this works. See, in our system of government, the onus is not on Trump to conceive of and pass the true litany of much needed legislation long promised by Republican leaders. That is the practical and constitutional responsibility of Congress. Obamacare is far from the only serious issue facing America. It is a serious, but it's not the only one. And it's time for the congressional Republicans to stop sulking in their health care defeat and take advantage of the opportunity handed them when they were voted in the office. And if you don't want to play, that's fine. Get off the field. Put in players who have the vision and the guts for glory. That's the way it would be played in football. Perhaps to Senator Mitch McConnell and Representative Paul Ryan, victory only comes in the form of the grandiose complex and much publicized packages like Obamacare. You know, worked on behind closed doors where special interest groups, rather than us pesky voters, have seats at the table. But in this type of game, smaller victories like passing specific initiatives like national concealed carry reciprocity or firearm sound suppression legislation. They seem to be too nuanced for the Republicans, regardless of what it means to the citizens who put them in office. So consequently, nothing gets done, which is why Stephen wanted you to call them. Being asked in the chat room, being asked in the chat room about the SIG P320 thing. SIG has halted production of all SIG P320, so I'm imagining they will either get sent back or get pulled and reworked. But I do think the new trigger is not silver. I think it may be gold as well. But I'm sure that there will be some sort of indication with any SIG P320 that it has had the upgrade done to it. In the meantime, seconds continue to click off the clock, and, you know, what about tax reform, balancing the budget? It's been decades since the GOP even bothered to talk about what used to be its bread and butter. And McConnell does not hesitate to press for raising the debt ceiling again, something his party always took shots at Obama for forcing them to do. But dare to approach the challenge of fiscal responsibility? Throw that out there, and once again, the knee hits the ground. Now, it's not too late. We're still in that window of opportunity to accomplish anything. But that window will close for Republicans, and at their pace, they will have all but squandered a historic opportunity for conservative reform. What will it take for the coaches, McConnell and Ryan, to get their teams motivated to play? Maybe they need to be fired. Maybe outside organizations like FreedomWorks, the NRA, Heritage, others can help with the heavy lifting by providing a punch list of legislation and some lobbying muscle to get it done. Or perhaps hearing a chorus of boos from fans will remind them they're sort of lethargic. But whatever needs to happen, it needs to happen fast. Because 4 years will be coming up before we know it. And there'll be a fat goose egg on the scoreboard, and they will face a Democratic offense with rested legs and a thirst for revenge. And they will go for the jugular. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Lock and Load. Antifa. My favorite subject right now. A bunch of undisciplined, cowardly, bum-rushing people who attack non-combatants. And they rule now in Berkeley. Berkeley's mayor, Jesse Aragon, has just endorsed their veto. See, we just had this incident where they went in there and just beat a bunch of people up who were just there to protest Marxists, you know. His police department stood by and allowed hundreds of these masked, bludgeon-carrying Antifa demonstrators to breach barricades and attack a handful of peaceful free speech and anti-Marxist demonstrators, to the horror of even the Washington Post. And the mayor is sending a message to the world, which over the weekend saw extensive video coverage of thugs beating up heavily outnumbered peaceful protesters, that the city wishes to reward the mob. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, in the aftermath of a right-wing rally Sunday that ended with anarchists chasing attendees from a downtown park, Berkeley Mayor Jesse Aragon urged UC Berkeley on Monday to cancel conservative plans for a free speech week next month to avoid making the city the center of more violent unrest. The mayor wants UC Berkeley to halt plans by a conservative campus group, the Berkeley Patriot, to host right-wing provocateur Milo, Annapolis during its scheduled free speech week from September 24th to 27th. Berkeley's right versus left cage matches began with the appearance that Annapolis was to have made in February at a campus hall, an event that was aborted when the black-clad anarchists, like those who broke up Sunday's downtown rally, stormed into Sproul Plaza, smashed windows, and set bonfires. Now, UC Berkeley has a new chancellor. Her name is Carol Christ. And she has admirably risen to the defense of free speech and called this a year of free speech for the campus. But Mayor Aragwin thinks he has a better idea. Let's reward the Antifa for their violence on campus, where their members did over $100,000 of damage stopping the speech and for their attack on peaceful demonstrators on Sunday. Mayor Aragwin is pretending that when you reward this behavior, that does not encourage more of that behavior. Lab rats in psych departments across the land respond to reward that way, and so will the rats of Antifa. He's telling them they are free to police political speech in Berkeley. Meanwhile, though, in a moment of clarity, not moral clarity, of course, because we're still talking about leftists, but in a moment of clarity, the other leftists are realizing that Antifa is driving voters toward Trump and the GOP. As James Quealy, Paige St. John, Benjamin Orisks, and David Zanizer of the L.A. Times wrote, some were in Berkeley worried that Sunday's chaos, captured on video and quickly disseminated through social media, would provide unwanted ammunition to Trump and his supporters. Andrew Norick, a counter-protester who denounced the fight, says we can't keep producing this audio-visual propaganda. It's recruiting for the right. One counter-protester, in tears, said she worried that Sunday's event would be tied to violence. Another, who helped break up a fight, was upset over the altercations. He said, we need to get Antifa out of here. The blog, Philadelinquency, has pointed a pointed and amusing celebration of the gift that the Antifa has for conservatives. But here's a sample. I feel sorry for leftists, and I realize many of my readers are leftists. I have to make a distinction here because Democrat and leftist are not synonymous terms, as the whole flap over the Rizzo statue makes obvious to the people now. There's a lot of them in Philadelphia, and they pretty much signal off each other like cattle mooing their way across a pasture. Few of you realize what is coming, but I already see the winds blowing. You will feel that wind turn gale force as months go by. People I'm feeling sorry for are you guys and gals and another who've been marching in circles around City Hall hoping Trump will give a rip about your magic marker signs. Standing next to you in these crowds were miscreant humanity students and flunkies, otherwise known as Antifa and Black Bloc. Unfortunately for you, even though you don't don Antifa garb and you're going to be lumped in with them because you've been winking and nodding at them and quietly accepting the normalization of extrajudicial unconstitutional violence as if it were protected speech. That is soon going to come to an end, and it's not because of Charlottesville. And that's how it's going to be spun. So own it. The backspin has already started. You see, there's quite a number of Democratic senators in Congress who are up for re-election this year. Our very own U.S. Senator Bob Casey is considered vulnerable, being located in a state that voted for Trump. One of the most vulnerable Democratic senators in Congress is Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill. Her state voted for Trump 57% to Hillary Clinton's 38%. She has to desperately look as moderate as possible. Her Republican attackers will put up ads, Claire's people think every last one of you is a racist Nazi, and pair photos of her in ballrooms with Nancy Pelosi set to dramatic music. This has the Democratic strategists in a pickle. The worst footage from protest demonstrations will be put on display in campaign advertising, and all the claims that the Democratic pundits and authors have made claiming America is festooned with 64 million gas chamber murdering Nazis. Everyone who's voted for Trump is a Nazi. They're all Nazis. There are few Republicans up for re-election in 2018 or who are really vulnerable. Those 64 million Trump voters still have access to ballot machines and they can still vote. Calling every Trump voter a Nazi, as so many of you have done, is not going to be forgotten. That projection is going to come back to haunt people. It terrifies people who actually do politics as part of their career, namely pundits, campaign strategists, and party officials. The Republican platform is simple. They're going to remind everyone that leftist protesters and pundits alike cast the specter of Nazism to vast oceans of voters, and they have the video footage, the screenshots, and the writings to validate it. And they're going to remind their core base and Trump's voter base what the rhetoric was that leftists living in cities think all of America between the outskirts of Philadelphia to the city limits of San Francisco is a vast ocean of Nazis. But that's okay. But that's, you know, Democrat prospects are not that great next year. November 2018 won't be long away. The second those returns come on, when they come in, you can put the mask back on and go marching around again, comrade. Yeah. That's exactly what's going to happen. And if they spread, see, the thing that a lot of people don't seem to catch is most of this is happening in leftist strongholds. Leftist strongholds. It's not happening with a degree of violence anywhere else as far as I can tell. And it probably isn't going to. Virginia. You know, I've seen the video of the guy that pulls out the gun out of his pocket and then chambers it and fires around and misses completely. And, you know, we've seen the car. But that wasn't Antifa beating up on voters. That was a hijack of a protest for a Robert E. Lee statue that turned into a white nationalist kind of thing. You guys haven't fought anybody yet, Antifa. But maybe you'll, I don't know, maybe you'll get out there a little bit. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Let's talk about what a good idea for a first weapon may be. If you are somebody that is listening here the first time and you're trying to figure out what is the first weapon I need to buy. There are a lot of people that will argue either a semi-automatic 22 long rifle because it is so low recoiling, very pleasant to shoot, ammunition you can carry just thousands of rounds, and there's some really good ones out there, good survival rifles. Then there's shotguns, of course. Shotguns are devastating. Great, great guns in most cases, almost foolproof. And both of those are pretty good choices. I don't have any problem with either of those choices. But I do have a different opinion. I do have a different opinion of what a good, ideal first handgun would be. In America today, we have this. You can, in some states you can open carry rifles, but in just about every situation you can carry a handgun. 44 states have provisions for open carry. There's 13 states now that have no provision for carry at all. They're just permitless. You can carry whatever you want. And of course there's nearly 17 million permit holders that carry concealed. So, given that's what we can carry, my suggestion would be a nice handgun. Now, in a short-range gunfight, a shotgun is certainly more effective than a handgun, and arguably even more effective than a rifle. And there is a small allowable margin of error in aiming afforded by the spread of the pellets, of course. But it's far less than what most people might think. And even with these admirable qualities, I don't think the shotgun is the ideal first weapon. It is powerful, but the blast and the recoil are very intimidating to the first-time shooter. Besides, that isn't very popular or concealable. Definitely portable. So for a first gun, you're going to want something versatile. You may be only interested in home protection right now, but in the future, you may actually want to carry a weapon out in public. And unless you are walking through the hunting fields, a shotgun doesn't make a good public carry weapon. Even if you never plan on carrying a weapon out in public, you may have to carry it around your house. When you're going room to room, it is tiring. I mean tiring. to search for criminals inside a building while you carry a shotgun. The long barrel makes it difficult to open and close doors and gives your position away when it extends around the corner before you do. So if you are moving around and carrying the weapon in public, you'll want a handgun. I don't have anything against a shotgun or a centerfire semi-automatic rifle. But I think the handgun is your best choice for a first weapon. It's also much easier to find quality handgun training than training with a shotgun or a rifle. And practice will be easier as well, since many public shooting ranges allow only handguns. Now, for those of you that get out there and say, okay, Bill, you got Nighthawk, you got agency arms. Yes, I like expensive guns, but that doesn't mean they are the only guns. By far, they are not the only guns. Two companies come to mind. Now, for those of you that will get out there and tell me, well, you know, Janik is from Turkey. And it is Janik, it's not Canik. The C is pronounced as a J. And I don't like to support terrorists. If you're shopping at Walmart, remember who you're buying from, because you're buying from mainland China. And if you don't like that, maybe you could buy something Brazilian, like Taurus. Now, both of those companies have one thing in common. They have decent guns at a decent price. Taurus is in the middle of a renaissance. You may be saying, Bill, Taurus, come on. Taurus is in the middle of a renaissance. They are. They are absolutely in the middle of a renaissance. And my friend JT runs one of their 1911s. I carried a PT-99 when I was in the military in Europe. Everything about them is about to go back to the way it was. Taurus basically makes they mine the ore to make the guns out of, you know, out of the ground in Brazil. And they start from there, and it turns into a firearm. And they've got several firearms. Yeah, they've had an issue or two, but they're working through them. They are poised to make a comeback. Janik, their guns are... I've got one right now that I plan on shooting first chance I get, which will be the week of Labor Day, because JT's taking the week off, so we'll be able to go out there and shoot it and see how that runs. I expect to be very surprised with it, at least in dry firing. The trigger reset on that is amazingly good. Now, we can get into the caliber wars, if you want to. Well, 9mm is not as good as 45, and 45 isn't as good as 10, and 10 is better if we do it as 40, and what about 357 SIG, 45 gap, 45 ACP, you know. Go to a range and rent different calibers and shoot them, but most every gun company nowadays tends to make one in each. There are some people that would suggest revolvers, but the problem with revolvers, if this is going to be your everything gun, then remember this. Revolvers typically can fire a bigger caliber and contain more of a pressure, so it's a little more powerful. And at the same time, after you pull the trigger six times, it's just about time to reload in most every case. Sometimes five. If you get some of these crazy mega revolvers, sometimes eight, but those things are so big you're not hiding them. That's like trying to hide a box of Wheaties. So, if you have a friend that's out there that's asking you, well, what do you think the first gun should be? I would say the handgun. Your opinion may vary, of course. Mileage may vary, but I believe that the handgun is a way to go. And there's such a plethora of them out there nowadays. And for all price points... the Janik and some of the Tauruses can be had for under $400. Then you start coming into the Smiths, you come into the Glocks, you come into the Springfield XD series. Ruger has come out with something called the All-American pistol, which looks pretty good. I haven't had a chance to grab one of these yet. Then there's CZ that's sort of in there in that price point. Then you go just a little bit above that. Then you're hitting SIG and you're hitting H&K. And it doesn't really matter how far you want to go. You can go as far as you want to go. Or you can pick up some gun. Well, you know, right now, Agency Arms will take and rework any Glock, any Smith & Wesson M&P, any FN. FN, by the way, falls into that category of Smith & Wesson and Glock and all these other people. So there's such a range of shapes and obscure guns like the Steyrs. You know, the Steyr with that crazy shape of the gun, which a lot of people swear by. So you can go out there and you can try on everything. And you should. You'll find something that works for you. I get out and I talk all the time about ergonomics and this and that. Just remember, ergonomics, as it pertains to me, for me, with a handgun, I like a 1911 angle. Period. I've just run that way too long. I have a better natural point when I punch it out there. Back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.